This is Dr. Inigo dictating a disability physical for a claimant by the name of Juan M. Salas Cruz. Date of birth, June 16, 1957. Case ID number is 548-9689. Date of exam, August 1, 2023. Duration of examination, 45 minutes. Medical records available prior to examination? Yes, medical records from Dr. Jose Lopez, dated 7/17/2022. Identifying information, this is a 66-year-old divorced male with no children who presented to my office for a disability evaluation to evaluate allegations of cerebral vascular accident with decreased balance and dysphagia, comma, diabetes mellitus, comma, high blood pressure, comma, and hypercholesterolemia. The claimant is presently unemployed, and his last employment date was on July 13, 2022, where he worked as a mechanic for a fruit sorter for approximately 8 years. He also worked as a carpenter for 20 years. During that time, he worked 8 hours per day, 5 days out of the week, and 4 weeks out of the month. At the present time, he lives in an apartment by himself and is not receiving disability benefits at this time. Allegation number one, cerebral vascular accident with decreased balance and dysphagia. Number two, diabetes mellitus. Number three, high blood pressure. Number four, hypercholesterolemia. History of allegations, number one, cerebral vascular accident with decreased balance and dysphagia. The claimant states that on July 13, 2022, he presented himself at Doctor's Hospital at the Renaissance, where he was hospitalized for 3 weeks, secondary to having a subacute ischemic cerebral infarct on the left side due to an embolism of the left middle cerebral artery. The claimant states that he was driving and had an accident because he had the stroke. He presented to the hospital with right hemiparesis / plasia with right facial paresis as well. He also had decreased vision, but no problems with his vision. The claimant had aphasia and dysphagia initially, and his mental status was confused with decreased cognitive function. The claimant did have a syncopal episode, but he denies any seizures. His residual symptoms include mild right hemiparesis, decreased balance, but normal vision. The claimant does also suffer from dysphagia at this time, and his mental status is somewhat impaired. It appears that he has decreased cognitive function, memory, and mild confusion, although he was able to give most of the history. His limitations include being able to walk one block slowly, comma, stand for 30 minutes, comma, climb 5 steps, comma, and the claimant does not need a cane or walker for support at this time. The claimant is right-handed dominant and is able to use a coffee cup with his right hand and sweep a little bit. He is also able to button his clothes and lift approximately 2 pounds above his head with his left hand only. At the present time, he's on Eliquis 5 milligrams QD. He was diagnosed with a subacute ischemic cerebral vascular accident secondary to a cerebral infarction due to embolism of the left middle cerebral artery and mild right hemiparesis. Allegation number two, diabetes mellitus. The claimant states that in 2003, he was having symptoms of polyuria, polyphagia, nocturia, blurred vision, and a weight loss of 25 pounds. He denies any in-organ damage such as retinopathy, nephropathy, but does have some cardiovascular disease. And the claimant does suffer from diabetic polyneuropathy of his feet and hands. He checks his blood glucose every day and states that it usually comes out between 97 and 110 milligrams slash DL. His last hemoglobin A1C was 6.1%, which is very well controlled. He is presently taking Jardiance, 25 milligrams QD, Metformin, 1,000 milligrams BID, and Januvia, 100 milligrams QD. Here, his condition appears to be stable at this time. Allegation number three, hypertension. The claimant states that in 2003, he was diagnosed with hypertension. He denies any chest pain, shortness of breath, headaches, but does have blurred vision. He states that he does have in-organ damage of a myocardial infarction in 2011, as well as a cerebral vascular accident in 2022. His last creatinine level was 95.2 creatinine, indicating that he does not have nephropathy. His blood pressure at this visit was 140 over 86 mmHg. He is presently taking Entresto, 24 milligrams / 26 milligrams BID, Lisinopril, 5 milligrams QD, Carvedilol, 3.125 milligrams BID, Well, the claimant appears to be doing well with his high blood pressure medication. Allegation number four, hypercholesterolemia. The claimant states that in 2011, he was diagnosed with hypercholesterolemia. He did have a myocardial infarction times two in 2011, as well as a cerebral vascular accident in 2022. He's been also diagnosed with atherosclerotic heart disease of native coronary artery without angina pectoris. And and his last levels were triglycerides were 132, low-density lipids was 174, and it should be below 70. His last cholesterol level was 243, and it should be below 200. The claimant is presently on Crestor, 40 milligrams PLQD, and appears to be doing fairly well at this time. Family history. The father died at 82 from esophageal cancer. His mother died at the age of 82 from a cerebral vascular accident, dysphagia, and hypertension. Medications. Carvedilol, 3.125 milligrams BID. Entresto, 24 milligrams / 26 milligrams BID. Jardiance, 25 milligrams QD. Metformin, 1,000 milligrams BID. Januvia, 100 milligrams QD. Eliquis, 5 milligrams QD. And Lisinopril, 5 milligrams QD. Medical problems. Subacute ischemic stroke, expressive aphasia, coronary artery disease, status post CABG, times 4 in 2011. Ischemic ejection fraction of 35%, left ventricular thrombus, dyslipidemia, essential hypertension, type 2 diabetes, which appears to be well controlled at this time, atherosclerotic heart disease of native coronary arteries, cerebral infarction due to embolism of the left middle cerebral artery, essential hypertension, reduced mobility, major surgery, status post coronary artery bigraft surgery times 4 in 2011, history of cardiac blood clots in 2022, and history of embolism of the left middle cerebral artery. Social history, tobacco, the claimant denies any history of smoking. Alcohol, the claimant states he drinks socially beer. He denies any delirium tremors or seizure disorder. Substance abuse, the claimant denies any use of marijuana, cocaine, crack, heroin, or any IV drug abuse. Communicable diseases, the claimant denies any history of hepatitis, HIV, or any sexually transmitted diseases. Physical examination, temperature is 98.7 Fahrenheit, weight 133 pounds, height 5 feet, 7 and 3/4 inches tall, BP 140 over 86 mmHg, heart rate 72 beats per minute, respiration 14 respirations per minute, BMI 20.5. General, this is a 66-year-old male who appears to be older than his stated age and is in mild acute distress. He appears also to be a fairly reliable historian who presented to my office for a disability examination. The claimant suffers from dysphagia / expressive aphasia and attempted to communicate with me with difficulty. H-E-E-N-T. Could you drop down to the last two sentences? Visual acuity was mildly abnormal. Confrontational visual fields were grossly normal. Snellen vision. OD uncorrected is 20/50. Pinhole is 20/50. OS uncorrected is 20/50. Pinhole is 20/50. Binocular uncorrected was 20/50. The claimant did have difficulty in communicating what he could read secondary to the stroke. Could you please drop down to neurological? The claimant was alert, but was not oriented, times 3, but had fairly good eye contact with me. His speech was dysphasic and not fluent, and his mood was anxious for the time. He desperately wanted to communicate with me. He did have fairly clear thought processes, and his memory was fair, concentration was fair. And he was not completely oriented to time, place, person, and situation. Reflexes of the patellar and ankle were 2+ bilaterally, as well as normal reflexes for the brachioradialis reflex and biceps reflexes bilaterally. Cranial nerves 2 through 12 were grossly intact, except for cranial nerves 9, 10, 11, and 12, secondary to the claimant having dysphagia. Cerebellar, the claimant's gait was steady and symmetric. The claimant did not come with an assistive device. His hand-eye coordination was good and finger-to-nose was normal. Heel-to-shin exam was normal and the Romberg sign was negative. Could you please drop down to functional capacity. Based on the current examination, the claimant's ability to sit, stand, and move about is mildly restricted. He's able to lift, carry, and handle small to medium-sized objects. Especially with his left hand. He does have a mild hemiparesis, but His grip is plus 5 over 5. The claimant hears but does not speak well and has dysphagia or expressive aphasia. There is no evidence of joint deformity, bone, or tissue destruction except for evidence of mild right hemiparesis, which appears to have resolved, except for the dysphagia that he has. He did have a cerebral infarction due to embolism of the left middle cerebral artery, which was diagnosed with an MRI. He is able to heel, toe, and tandem walk. There is normal grip strength bilaterally. His ability to reach, handle, finger, and feel is mildly restricted for the right side, although he is able to perform it. On examination, the claimant shows no evidence of muscle wasting, but does show some fatigue. The claimant has no limitations in his visual fields and minor limitations in his visual acuity. He is unable to communicate very well without limitations secondary to dysphagia and has no other restricted limitations in his workplace environment at this time. Probable diagnoses: cerebral vascular accident due to an embolism of the left middle cerebral artery with very mild right hemiparesis of the facial upper and lower extremities. The claimant appears to be improving at this time. His biggest problem at this time is dysphagia, but the rest of the physical exam appears to be normal. Number two, non-insulin dependent diabetes mellitus. Dash, being treated at this time, has a hemoglobin A1C of 6.1%, which is very well controlled. Number three, high blood pressure / essential hypertension is being treated at this time. The claimant has a blood pressure of 140 over 86 mmHg today, which is a normal reading. Number four, hypercholesterolemia, being treated at this time. The claimant appears to be still having mildly abnormal elevated readings, but appears to be better controlled than he was before. This is the end of the dictation for a claimant by the name of Juan Sales Cruz.